USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Some pandemic restrictions are being lifted at the U.S.-Canada border. Fully vaccinated Canadians are now able to return to the country without going through a 14-day quarantine period, a first step toward dropping all travel restrictions between the two countries. The restrictions on non-essential travel between the U.S. and Canada are expected to last until at least January 21st. And Tajikistan has mobilized military forces to secure its border as Afghan security forces advance into the country. More than 1,000 Afghans crossed the border as Taliban fighters advanced to the area. Tajik President Emomali Rahman has called up 20,000 reservists in response to the fighting on his country's border. Rahman has also called on the leaders of several countries in the area to meet to discuss the situation, including Russia's Vladimir Putin. The action's coming as the U.S. has been accelerating its withdrawal from Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.